We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
So outside right now, well, inside maybe at the malls, we've got a lot of folks out there trying to do their shopping today. But the question is, are they doing it in the brick and mortars or are they just going online? Holly Hare, our reporter in the middle of all of it this morning. She's out in Westbury, Long Island, and she joins us now with this live report. Holly.
Well, the answer to that is probably a little bit of each because it is not as busy here as it would be during a typical Black Friday. Now, as you know, some people go Black Friday shopping every year, year after year. It's a tradition. Not for Bessie and Terry from Uniondale, who ventured out to the Target here in Westbury today.
It's 50-50.
Like. Hell no. Definitely not. It's way too much and a lot of people, and usually people wake up too early for my liking, to be honest.
Yeah. It doesn't look too bad today, though, honestly.
Like, no.
I think the rain helps.
I think the COVID helps. You know, rain, the people
COVID,
are just...
You know what?
I mean, rain and COVID definitely helps.
Well, they did make it out here to do Black Friday shopping, and they and other shoppers here say, you know, a lot of people are buying stuff online, and a lot of places started their Black Friday sales a little bit early, so it's not the frenzy that you might normally see on a day like today. But, you know, they point out there's some things you just have to be in person to see and touch and decide what to get. And for them, being in person is the way to go. So we'll be talking to shoppers a little while longer, but they do say the lines aren't too bad inside and it's not too bad today. Reporting live, Holly Hare, 1010 Wins in Westbury.
Alrighty, Holly, thank you. The COVID helps perhaps out at the brick and mortars with there not being so many lines where it's not helping. They've got some rapidly growing concerns about a new COVID variant. We'll take a look at some of the medical issue, but what it's doing right now is tanking the stock market. The Dow currently down 960, NASDAQ down 316, S&P down almost 100, and that's all on fears that this new COVID variant could do something to what is a very fragile economic recovery. We are learning more about a New York landlord who's looking out for local small businesses in addition to his tenants. We got a chance to chat with him last hour. Aaron Pollock, the CEO of Happen Investments, crediting renters up to $1,000 off February rent in exchange for money spent at local businesses. We spoke to Mr. Pollock last hour on the Newsline to learn more about his generosity and why.
And I really hope that more than a deal for my tenants, it will be a good initiative to the retailers in the neighborhood. I really hope that the tenants will get introduced to these retailers and will keep buying from them even after the promotion.
Pollock says he was inspired by wanting to help during the pandemic and modeled the initiative after the cash back offers that credit cards use. Pretty scary Thanksgiving night for some in Williamsburg. A fire raged through one apartment building, damaged two others.
A fire forced families in three buildings out of their homes Thanksgiving night. Tenants in one of the buildings called their landlord, Dariush Zaloga.
First of all, I took it lightly. I said, oh, you never know. But then he sent me a picture and I said, holy guacamole.
The FDNY says the four-alarm fire here on DeVoe Street started just after 11. 170 firefighters got the blaze under control in the three-story building within 3 hours. No one living inside were injured, but six firefighters suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Mother of three, Tina Simon, watched it all from her home across the street.
I was just so amazed by their work, how they just, like, walk right into the flames.
The Red Cross is helping four families. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Wins in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Now go to Manhattan. Another blaze there. 35 people homeless after a huge fire ripped through their apartment building in the Inwood section. The blaze broke out Wednesday night. Post Avenue took 198 firefighters to put out the flames. Residents at this point can't go back in because of the damage. So the Red Cross, local community groups, they're stepping up and helping out with things like food, clothing, medicine, folks looking for a place to stay. Now at this point, FDNY investigators haven't yet determined the cause, so that investigation does continue. Yesterday, we told you about the coalition of Amazon workers and labor unions called Make Amazon Pay. They're calling for a labor strike today. Doesn't seem like that's set, at least here, for today. But some workers are planning to march this evening from Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos' Manhattan residence to the penthouse of Starbucks exec Howard Schultz.
Why Starbucks organizers say it's to show solidarity with that company's union drive. Pretty thankful family in Neptune, New Jersey this morning. Firefighters and police rescued a man and woman from a burning townhouse last night. NJ.com with the story. The fire broke out on Adams Way in Neptune at about 7:40. Cops got there first. They got a man who was on the first floor out, but they couldn't get to his sister. She was trapped on the second floor. Neptune City firefighters, though, they got there. They did the job. They got her out. But the man and the woman treated for minor burns and smoke inhalation, taken to the hospital. No word on the cause of the blaze, but that investigation is ongoing. The holiday turned deadly at Penn Station. Man was stabbed outside.
Commuters are rattled by the latest stabbing that killed a man Thanksgiving night.
Definitely concerns me.
Cops say it happened here at Penn Station at around 6, where a 36-year-old man who appeared to be homeless told an MTA officer he was stabbed in the chest. He was rushed to Bellevue Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Despite this incident, Francis Baez from Kips Bay continues to ride the subway.
I do feel comfortable riding the subways. The stabbings are probably, there's things that happen.
This commuter from Queens says there's only one solution.
More policing. More policing.
Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds at Penn Station.
It was like something out of a movie. Guys dressed in police tactical gear storming a warehouse, zip-tying the employees. But it turns out they weren't the good guys. They were the bad guys. The real police were the good guys, of course. And now those police are stepping in. Three Queens men indicted after allegedly zip-tying warehouse workers and stealing several $100,000 worth of property in West Babylon in Suffolk County. No word on what that property was. Newsday with the story. This morning, they say 44-year-old Christopher Shang from College Point, 40-year-old Joe Lin from Flushing, 38-year-old Chung Wai Wang of Oakland Gardens arraigned on a 10-count indictment in Queens Supreme Court, total of 9 charges, too. An attorney for Lin, though, says his client is just a father and a small business owner, and he will fight the charges. Their next court appearance is scheduled for January 10th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.